Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
No wonder in Revelations, the call to the churches, if you listened enough to see this side of the Son of God, this side of the beginning and the end, if you listen enough to see who is Him, if you listen enough, you will overcome all the calls. You mentioned that in the conference, but if you listen with a listening heart, then you will be able to.
That's what Marcella said, is that it was a heart-to-heart interaction, that's where all this life comes from, is the Lord interacting with our heart. And it's not our brain, it's not our, you know, logic, it's right in our spirit and our heart. And
back to what Gabi was saying about the will of God being our food and listening to the Lord, this is something I've taught over and over again, but it's wondrous always to me that the voice of God, the words of the voice of God, are a living seed. And to hear that living seed is to have put within you precisely what He's asking of you. In other words, if you hear Him say, go to Honduras, and you hear it with you in your being, it is a living seed, and it bursts open, and it becomes a trip to Honduras. It becomes what He asks for by the seed that goes in. So it depends on how deeply you listen. Mm-hmm. And that's the three kinds of soil. The barren soil, the sun scorched it. The soil by the wayside, the enemy picked it up. The other one didn't take root because there was no deep root in the person. Then there was trouble and persecution that caused the word to go away or die. So the condition of your heart, as Marcella said, is the soul. If you're repenting and pulling out the weeds of sin, then you've got a good ground for the seed to go in. But the seed contains magical life of itself to produce itself. Am I making sense? Mm-hmm. The word produces itself if you hear it in the depth of your being. And I remember teaching that in Florida, where Vicky lives. And I had seed, and I showed them this tiny seed could feed the world. In multiplication and reproduction, this one seed contains that dynamic, because the Word of God said, plants live and produce fruit after your kind. And that command is going on with a force that we rarely appreciate. And so one of the ladies took a piece of tape and taped her seed to her book. And I loved it because it's amazing principle. It means that what God plants in you becomes life and food for others, so that you throw your seed of life at them. They take the seed and it goes on multiplying all around the world. And there are people we've heard from that we thought, we've never heard from you, and you've been with me 20 years. I don't know you, and yet you know everything. I met with a lady that I'd never met before. I'd never heard her name before this conference. And so we sat down. She had some things to talk about. And she could tell me what year I did this. And she had every single city of the month in her mind. And she said to me, now in 2009, you were different. You went up. And I knew exactly why. She said, something happened to you and you were liberated. And I said, yes, it did. You're absolutely right. Can you imagine hearing to that degree and staying and just, it's just a tape. And yet she's.
Yeah, I can imagine it.
That's what we're all to be, gardens that receive the seed without any resistance so that it can take root in our being, produce life in us, and then the seed produces itself and reproduces itself and casts out to the world. We used to hear where people were getting our apps, phone apps, and it was all over the world. It was astounding. Lots from China, some from Iran, I remember, Uzbekistan. And it used to be very exciting. And my granddaughter, Anna Claire, took her major was creative writing. She said when our office was in my house in the basement, John put up a map. And he put a little pin everywhere the book had gone. And it was covered with pins all over the world. And as a little girl, she looked at that and thought, that is the power of words.
Wow.
And that's why she chose.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that story.
Yeah, she wrote me a letter about it and just crushed me with joy. She said, I looked at that map and I looked at your writings. And I think later on she came to two conferences, I believe, with her friend. And she said, when I was trying to decide what to do with my life, I saw by that map the power of words. And so she has a degree in creative writing now.
And I could only do it so long, and then I couldn't keep up with it. It just, you know, exponentially. So, but that's a cool story. I didn't even know that one.
I still have that map in that office with those pins on it.
Oh, that's so cool. They were the little dot pins, weren't they?
Yeah. And so many times we feel like the message is not going out. Is anybody listening? Is anybody with us? And we have no idea because it should be from Christ in each of us what we're doing and is from Christ. I will say it is. It's all we've got. He is all we've got. That it's going out. No telling where. And it's His to scatter it.
And He does. And He absolutely does.
This woman had, from 2009, that's already 8 years ago. She had at least 8 years of listening to the tape of the month, and way beyond that. And somebody was passing it on to her in her life. And that's just incredible. Then I've met with someone else who had a knowledge of the subjects of these tapes, which I don't have. She had them in her mind exactly by the titles. And I went kind of, duh.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.